It's Friday on the Daily Fantasy Live podcast. I'm Chris Towers. Heath Cummings with me here. Heath, how you doing?
You know, Chris, I'm doing pretty well. I'm tired. I stayed up too late last night.
I did too.
I've got a little bit of acid reflux.
Okay, I don't have that.
Small headache.
Okay. My shoulder hurts.
Your shoulder hurts?
I go like...
Okay.
That? Right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did some dunk practice last night.
Okay.
I'm a little sore from that.
That'll happen.
My son, Lucas, who you heard on the recording,
yes,
has a very low standard for my success.
I mean, you're his dad.
Which is nice.
And he's six, right?
Yeah.
So he's still like, you know, believes in you.
So I've been trying. I'm not doing rim touches anymore. I try to take some type of something.
You know, just as an aside.
Yeah.
He presumably still believes in Santa.
Yeah.
He's the only one of your children that does.
Yeah.
He's also the only one of your children that believes in you that you can dunk.
That's true.
I think there's a correlation here.
Possibly.
I think once kids find out Santa is fake. Sorry, kids. If any, like, you know, 9-year-olds are listening.
9-year-olds can't play DFS.
You know, if... Yeah, but what if they're like, their parents are listening on the speakerphone?
It's okay. It's okay.
They lose
faith in their parents.
Faith in their parents as well.
So I always try to take some. I've been trying to take something with me because I don't want to just jump up and touch the rim anymore. I'm trying to actually
just like a Dunkin' Necker, like nectarine, or
if I'm going to do 15 rim touches, I'm going to try to do 15 dunks instead.
Okay.
Well, I forgot to take anything with me. So he'd been shooting. He's got a junior size ball, not a mini ball, but like just barely smaller than a women's ball.
Okay.
I said, just give me that ball. I'm going to use that for my dunks today. Knowing that I couldn't dunk it.
Yeah.
And the first couple I threw off the backboard.
Uh-huh.
Threw one off the back of the rim. And then I threw one off the front of the rim. And it small bounce and then went in.
Okay.
And he had a celebration. He thought that I just dunked.
Yeah,
and I had to explain to him, that doesn't count.
You didn't dunk.
I said, I want to actually throw it down. He's like, oh, so you want to be like LeBron. Basically.
That sounds about right. You know, Heath, you're the LeBron of Daily Fantasy, in my eyes.
I am the LeBron of this podcast.
Sure.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Okay.
We've got a really interesting slate tonight.
We've actually got
a couple of really interesting slates tonight because FanDuel is offering AL and NL only games tonight.
Yeah. People seem to like it.
That's really, I think that's really cool.
It's great.
Any added variety is good in my opinion.
The more things we can do differently, better.
There are six $10,000 pitchers tonight.
Do you want me to rank them?
I mean, if you want to.
They're all good.
Yes. Jose Fernandez, Jake Arrieta, Chris Sale, Corey Kluber, Noah Syndergaard, and Steven Strasburg.
Here's my process.
That's basically like the second through seventh best pitchers in baseball.
I eliminated Syndergaard and Strasburg.
Going up against each other.
Because they're facing each other. And that left me with five. I am not going to use Corey Kluber when all these other options are available.
That left you with four.
Okay, sure.
Are we counting Cole Hamels?
Yeah, I'm not using him.
Okay.
So that basically it comes down for me to Jose, Sale, and Arrieta.
Okay.
And...
Wait, you're not using Corey Kluber?
No.
Okay.
And I still believe in the offense of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Okay.
I think Jose will be the chalk play.
Well, it's also worth noting, not just the Pirates' offense.
Arrieta's not been great.
He's been pretty mediocre lately.
I think Jose will be the chalk play.
Yeah.
On DraftKings, I would probably use Jose. On FanDuel, my top pitcher is Chris Sale.
Okay. Going against Atlanta.
The Braves are not very good against left-handed pitchers.
Second worst offense in baseball?
I think second in baseball, yes. Well, they're the worst overall offense in baseball.
But against lefties.
They're the second worst against lefties. They also had a game last night against the Cubs that was delayed and didn't start until like an hour and a half later than it was supposed to.
Okay.
And then went 11 innings.
Sure.
Now, they didn't have to travel after it because they're playing in Chicago again.
Yeah.
But I think that makes me like Chris Sale a little bit more.
Okay.
The Braves were playing late last night.
Okay. That makes sense. I like the reasoning. I think you know, when you look at Chris Sale versus Jose Fernandez in particular, you have them as your top two pitchers.
Yes.
Chris Sale has thrown 20 more innings than Jose.
Yeah.
In the same number of starts. So worth acknowledging that he averages more than an inning per start, more than Jose Fernandez.
And Sale strikeouts are back.
Yes.
He seems to have gone away from the stupid pitch-to-contact method.
Who would have thought that he wouldn't keep doing that? But yeah, over the last five starts, he's got 8, 7, 9, 7, and 9 strikeouts. He's got more strikeouts than innings pitched in 3 of the 5, and as many as innings pitched in 4 of the 5. So
now, this is the stupidest stat maybe I've seen this year.
Okay.
Strikeouts are way up.
Yeah.
Everybody's striking out more batters than they were before. I knew Jose Fernandez led baseball in K per nine.
That
makes sense.
He has the highest K per nine ever.
He leads baseball in the highest strikeout year ever. Maybe. Is it?
I would imagine so.
I think it is.
I believe every year.
I'm saying that.
I believe every year pretty much has been the highest strikeout year since like 2004.
I don't know that that's true.
I'm pretty sure it is.
It might be. I don't know that this year for sure is the highest strikeout year, but I think it is.
I'm almost positive.
He leads baseball by 1.5 K per nine.
Yeah, he has thrown, it's actually a really nice round number. He's thrown 100 innings.
Yeah.
So far.
135 strikeouts?
146.
That would make more sense.
13.5. Yeah, he's having an absolutely dominant season.
Yeah, so I'm going with Sale and Jose as my top two pitchers, but I'll use more Sale than Jose.
So
on FanDuel.
Sale in the AL only?
No.
Jose in the NL only? No.
No, no, no.
Are their prices different?
Sale is not in the AL only. He's facing the Braves.
It doesn't make any sense.
Do you think the White Sox players should be in the AL only and the Braves players should be in the NL only?
Because the White Sox, I don't think, are in the NL only.
I don't think the White Sox and Braves game is in either slate.
Wow. That is interesting. Yeah, I feel like they should be.
Yeah, I don't know how they should handle that. This is the first time they've ever done
they're,
it. But
they're not in the NL only slate either.
Okay, so no Chris Sale if you want to play one of those split slates.
Okay.
But I'm using Chris Sale in my main slate.
Okay.
And the weird thing I noticed, we're going to give an AL and NL lineup later.
Yeah.
My lineup, my regular lineup, was basically all AL players.
Okay. So that made making an AL-only lineup easy.
Much easier.
So you're not stacking cores.
I'm not stacking cores.
Well, let's talk about some pitching.
Yeah, there's a lot more pitching.
Why did you take out Corey Kluber from consideration?
Because
I saw that was the second thing you did in the discussion of the six.
I like Corey Kluber a lot. I use Corey Kluber quite often when there's one or two $10,000 pitchers.
Okay.
When there's six of them, he has the upside, the same upside as like four of these other guys that can match him in upside.
Okay.
But I feel like all of them have a higher floor.
Okay.
So I don't, like, normally I'm willing to sacrifice his floor and the money I have to pay for him because of these upside. I don't feel like you make that sacrifice when there's four other pitchers that can give you the same upside for basically the same price.
Okay.
I mean, that might be wrong, but that's my feeling tonight.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Who are you playing in your AL only?
I've gone back and forth.
Okay.
I have two pitchers that I really like on that slate that will be the two other pitchers that I play on the main slate. One of them Vegas likes a lot. One of them Vegas hates. The one that Vegas likes a lot is Colin McHugh going up against the Oakland Athletics. He's a big favorite, as he should be. It's a bad offense. McHugh's been considerably better in his last four or five starts than he was at the beginning of the year. I think we can kind of forget about the start of the year for Colin McHugh now. The one thing that has still been kind of an issue is walks, and the Athletics don't walk. They have the fourth lowest walk rate in baseball.
Okay.
But then the fourth pitcher, and I don't get this. Like, I know you and I were the ones saying that eventually the whole Matt Shoemaker experiment is going to come crashing back to earth.
Yeah.
He had one bad start against the best offense in baseball. And now he's 7,700, and Vegas has the Orioles implied to score 5 runs tonight.
Hmm.
So he's going up against Ubaldo. The Orioles are a very good offense. They also strike out a lot. I like Shoemaker a lot at 7,700, and I would assume because he's an underdog and because the Orioles are implied to score five runs, that his ownership will be extremely low.
Yeah. I actually just put together a lineup while we were, while you were talking.
While I was talking.
And I have just enough. I have $8,000, so I want you to make the decision. I have Colin McHugh or Matt Shoemaker.
Okay.
Or Mocker. Shoemaker?
Shoemaker.
Shoemaker.
Yes. You're struggling with that decision between those two as well, aren't you?
I'm also, like, maybe this is stupid.
Okay.
But I feel like John Gray could be a really good contrarian play as well.
No, I think he could be. The Phillies have actually been really good against righties, mm-hmm. especially recently, because they have guys like Cody Asche
mm-hmm.
and Freddie Galvis and sometimes even Ryan Howard that are only good against right-handed pitchers.
Yeah.
And their right-handed hitters are pretty much good against both.
Yeah.
Michael Franco, I think you would even throw Cameron Rupp into that mix when he's going well.
Okay. So I'll go with Shoemaker.
I think Shoemaker is who I have in my AL only lineup.
Okay.
I will probably have more McHugh on the main slate, if just depending on how money. I'll probably have equal amounts of both.
Okay. Are there any other pitchers you want to mention?
You know, I don't think so. There's a lot of bad pitchers.
Well, what about someone like Scott Kazmir going into San Diego Padres?
He is actually on my model on Fantasy Labs that I use.
Okay.
He is the highest rated pitcher that's not $10,000 on the per the model.
Okay.
I think that's because Andrew Kashner, who's not been very good this year, is the opposing pitcher. And the Padres have turned into, oddly, a high variance lineup to play against. They score runs against lefties. They have a good wOBA against lefties, but they strike out a ton against lefties.
Okay.
I don't think Scott Kazmir is any good. Okay. I think he's worse than Shoemaker and McHugh.
I think he's a worse pitcher than both, yeah.
And I think McHugh has a better matchup.
Yes.
So I'm not going to pay $800 more for Kazmir.
Okay. So that's it for the pitching then.
That's it. That's it for the pitching for me.
There are some mighty fine stacks today.
Stacks on stacks on stacks.
I think. Well, I guess we should get it out of the way. There are two good pitchers going, of course, today. Vince Velasquez and John Gray.
Yes.
I would feel better about stacking the Rockies, but I would focus on the left-handed Rockies because Vince Velasquez has had that platoon split issue this season.
I don't think he has.
He hasn't?
I think he did, like, his first four or five starts. I went to look at it for the article today, and I'm going to pull it up right now just to verify that what I looked at was correct.
Okay.
Lefties this year against Vince Velasquez, he's got 150 plate appearances against both.
Okay.
So complete even.
Nice.
They've hit 230.
Okay.
311 on base, 379 slug for a 299 wOBA. Righties have hit 250, 302 on base, 388 slug for a 300 wOBA. Like, almost exactly even.
That has definitely turned around then. That is interesting. So,
and in
Vince Velasquez has just been good.
Right. In 2015, he was actually much, much worse against righties.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, that game still does have an 11 over-under.
Yes, that's the thing. It's I don't really like using hitters against either one of these pitchers.
Yeah.
I think you're still right in that I'd rather use Rockies because Velasquez is a fly ball pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
In a park where it's not a great to be a fly ball pitcher. Also, John Gray, really no discernible splits either. Slightly better against lefties.
He's just really good.
So is Vince Velasquez.
Yeah. But, you know, the last time we had this discussion, I think, was Marco Estrada against John Gray at Coors, and they still ended up scoring 12
runs. You can still play guys from this game. I think DJ LeMahieu was a good value. Yeah. Trevor Story is going to be exceptionally popular.
Yeah.
After your double dong with him last night.
3,500. His price went up 300.
Yeah. But the thing I noticed, because we've got six pitchers over 10,000, right?
Yes.
Six aces. And we have eight offenses implied to score five runs or more.
It's a good combo.
Yes.
Who is your top stack of the day?
not counting Coors.
Yes.
My top stack by far and away, it's Big Pelf Day.
Yeah.
Big Pelf.
In Toronto.
At the Rogers Center.
Yeah. I think that's the top stack.
Even with
yes.
Coors. Pelf.
Especially because, like, Donaldson, Edwin and Encarnacion.
Come again.
Are very expensive. They're $9,500 combined. You have to pay up for those two guys. And Michael Saunders is very expensive as well, $3,800 or $3,900. Beyond that, the Blue Jays are actually pretty reasonably priced. I mean, why is Troy Tulowitzki's price so low?
I don't know.
The pricing's supposed to be very reactive.
Right.
And he's been hitting like Troy Tulowitzki since he came back from the DL. He's got an OPS of around, I think it's 1080. Since coming back from the DL, he has 20 RBI in 17 games with 7 home runs. And he's 3,200 going against Mike Palfrey.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very good value.
MP, Troy Tulowitzki.
Well, you know who yesterday's MP was, don't
Member
you?
Of Parliament.
Who was the best play yesterday?
Trevor Story.
Nope. $3,300 Miggy at the Rogers Center.
He was hitless, right?
He went over. Yeah. 0 fantasy points.
Way to go, Miggy.
Remember when I said yesterday was the best Thursday slate ever? It was the worst. I got my clock cleaned.
Yeah?
Yes. Never. It all started with Ryan Rayburn getting not playing.
Never have confidence.
Yes. Do you want another stack?
Yes.
The Rangers were awful yesterday.
They were really bad.
They were terrible.
Mm-hmm.
They get Kyle Gibson.
Hector Santiago had... Was it Hector Santiago? Who was it?
That was Tyler Duffy.
Tyler Duffy had 9 strikeouts against them.
Yes. That should never happen to anyone.
Reverse splits.
If the CBS Interactive Fantasy Baseball squad went against Tyler Duffy, we shouldn't strike out 9 times against Tyler Duffy.
Reverse splits?
I mean, none of us are lefties either.
I'm going to switch
here. I'm going with the Rangers against Kyle Gibson.
Okay. I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
They are the third highest implied run total.
Shinsu Chu, Nomar Mazara, Rougned Odor. He's given up a 500 slug this year to left-handed hitters.
You know, the one thing is, like, we keep saying Nomar Mazara, and he hasn't been good for a while.
Yeah.
It's been pretty bad since about mid-May, I think.
He hasn't been as good. Like, I think he's been fine for a $2,700 hitter.
Well, there's a reason he's been a $2,700 hitter.
Right, but, like, he hasn't gotten a lot of extra base hits.
He's hitting, like, 260, 270.
He hasn't had a lot of offers. He's just been kind of meh.
Okay. Another stack I like, and I don't know if you'll agree with me.
Okay.
I like the Mariners going against a potentially hobbled Yordano Ventura.
No, I think that's fair.
The only thing is Seth Smith is $3,800.
Yeah, I like both sides of that game, actually, because Iwakuma's been garbage this year.
Yeah.
So, Yordano and Iwakuma may give up 10 runs.
Yeah, I like, Seth Smith should be good, but I don't think I want to pay $3,800 for him, but...
Right.
Cano at $3,800, Kyle Seager at $35, Nelson Cruz at $35. I like both sides of that.
Yeah, I think you could play left-handed Dodgers against Cashner. The Rays against Sean O'Sullivan.
Yes.
Steven Souza's $2,400.
As he should be. He just dropped him in my season-long league final.
Yeah, I'm going to play him tonight.
Okay. I mean, dude can hit dongs.
And he's in Boston.
Yeah.
And he's facing Sean O'Sullivan.
It could work out.
Like, if he was in the home run derby... And Sean O'Sullivan's basically a home run derby pitcher, although I think he's a ground ball pitcher, but who cares? When you're as bad as Sean O'Sullivan, you don't get to be a ground ball pitcher.
Throw out Corey Dickerson as well.
Yes.
Logan Forsythe, I usually prefer playing against lefties. Same with Evan Longoria.
I think I could play either one of those guys, though.
Logan Morrison has actually been pretty solid for the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
I think Brad Miller's 4,100, I think. I don't think I'll be playing a $4,100 Brad Miller.
Why not?
Because he's not worth $4,100.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you have Mookie Betts and Brad Miller in that game for $4,100. Those are the two most expensive hitters.
Yeah?
I think I'd probably pass on Brad Miller.
Okay.
And the actual fourth most, the highest implied run total would be the Chicago White Sox going against Matt Whistler of the Braves.
Yeah, one guy from that lineup I do have in my lineup, Jose Abreu.
Okay. Any other stacks you want to talk about?
No, I think that pretty well covers it.
Well, then hit us with some BVP.
I do have some BVP today. We have a BVP pitcher even.
Thank God.
Jake Arrieta.
Oh.
Pirates haven't been very good against him in his career. They've got 172 plate appearances against him. They've hit 194 with a 514 OPS. So Arrieta against the Pirates is the BVP pitcher of the day at shortstop. Too low. Seven for 20 with a dong off of Big Pelf.
Let's do it.
Surprised he isn't even better. At catcher, we got Travis d'Arnaud, 4 for 10 with a dong off of Strasburg.
Okay.
Agon at first base against Andrew Kashner, 37 plate appearances. He's got 4 dongs and an 1182 OPS.
I like it.
Ian Kinsler, second base, going up against Jay Happ. Kinsler kills lefties. He's 4 for 13 with a dong off of Happ. At third base, Yunel Escobar, who's been better than people have given him credit for this year.
Last year, too.
He's had a little Martin Prado in him.
He's just like a solid little player.
10 for 26 with a dong, 1077 OPS. I don't know how big Yunel Escobar is, but I'm pretty sure you shouldn't call him a little player. I'm guessing he's bigger than you.
I would guess I weigh more than him.
I don't know if that's true.
Yes.
Colton Wong in the outfield. Now back, going, moving back to second base pretty quick. 5 for 16 with a dong off of Jimmy Nelson.
Yeah, I actually like playing both him or Randall Grichuk today.
Daniel Nava against Ubaldo Jimenez. 4 for 12 with 3 extra base hits.
Okay.
And Michael.
Was not first Daniel Nava reference
ever
on this podcast.
Michael Bourne against Samardzija, 9 for 20 with 4 extra base hits.
Okay. Okay. I like it. Anytime we have a BVP pitcher, I'm here. I'm here for it.
I know.
I tune in.
I appreciate that.
Heath.
Yeah.
It took an officially 3-week dongless streak.
Hashtag 3 weeks without a dong.
But I have finally passed you in the season long rankings on the dong chasers list with my Trevor Story double dong. And it's really like it's a testament to how far back I was, because I've actually had a good 3 weeks while you've had the 3-week homerless streak.
I think it's a testament to hard work and perseverance.
I mean, you know, slow and steady.
Yes.
Like the turtle and the jackrabbit.
Never give up.
I'm at 13.9. You're at 13.6.
Okay.
Mike's still a healthy 20.0. So well in the lead, but battle for second has heated up. I think it's hot at this point. I think we can safely say that.
Yeah.
I have the honors of picking again.
We did have a tweet. Somebody tweeted the program with a question.
Okay.
And so it's one of our biggest fans, O'Randy.
Okay.
So I thought that I should read his question. After the All-Star game, he's going to keep track of his own Dong Chaser score.
Okay.
So he would like you to just tell him how it scored.
I'll send you the Excel spreadsheet, O'Randy, and you can just plug it in yourself.
But you don't have his email. Why don't you just explain it so he can just plug it in himself? I'm sure that he can understand it.
Okay. Here. It's hold on. I'll just open up the formula. It is the sum of your home run column.
Yes.
Divided by the number of days.
Right.
You put all those in a parentheses.
Okay.
And then you multiply
it. So that would be like
it.
Your dong per day ratio.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you multiply it by 10,000.
10,000. Where does that number come from?
Minus.
10,000
minus your average price.
Okay.
Divided by 100.
10,000 minus. Wait. 10,000 minus the player's price.
No, your average price.
Minus your average price.
Yeah.
Divided by 100.
Yes.
Are you dividing the 10,000 minus your price by 100?
We got to go.
Or are you dividing the whole thing after you've done the first part of the equation
the
by 100?
Whole thing is divided by 100.
So the 100 is completely outside of all parentheses.
Yes.
Okay, so one set of parentheses, we've got your dong per day ratio.
Yes.
On the other set of parentheses,
We've got your
price, average price under 10,000.
Okay. And those two are multiplied together. And then divided by 100.
Divided by 100.
Okay. All right. Great. Great. So just do that, oh, Randy. And then please, please tweet us your Dong Chaser score. I'll be curious to know.
Why do you have to put me on the spot like that?
Oh, Randy did it.
My Dong Chaser's pick of the day will disappoint.
Okay.
And stun many.
Okay.
I'm chasing dongs with Giancarlo.
Giancarlo, okay.
He's got Dan Straley, who gives up lots of dongs.
Okay.
Mike would technically go second.
But
he's not here.
Here. He's not really even on the podcast anymore.
He can have Nomar Mazar.
Mike got fired.
That's not true at all.
I'm going to go...
Were you following his Periscope from the Royals game yesterday?
No.
Well, he was at the Royals game.
He got Nomar Mazara?
No, I'm just...
Okay. I'm going to take Steven Souza for 2,400.
I would assume he was not going to take Steven Souza, so I think you're safe there.
Okay.
We'll see. If he takes Steven Souza, obviously,
right,
you'll have to pick another one.
Yes.
And what about lineups?
We definitely need to do some lineups.
I'll go with my main slate lineup first. I'll give an NL-only lineup later.
Okay.
And my main slate lineup is very heavy on the Rogers Center, so if there's some kind of technical delay at the Rogers Center, I might be screwed.
You're in trouble?
I've got Matt Shoemaker at pitcher, Russell Martin at catcher, Miguel Cabrera, Robinson Cano, Kyle Seager, Troy Tulowitzki, Nelson Cruz, Justin Upton, and Giancarlo Stanton.
Okay.
So I went very AL heavy as well.
Yes, my main slate lineup is Chris Sale, Derek Norris against a bad lefty, Jose Abreu's 2,800.
Wow, that's really cheap.
Ian Kinsler, Evan Longoria, Alcides Escobar is back down to 2,100, so it's time to play him again. Steven Souza, Michael Saunders, and Nomar Mazara.
Okay. I'm going to give my NL-only lineup.
Okay.
I would assume Wilson Contreras will be starting behind the plate for the Cubs today.
Or in left field. Or
Miguel Montero is a lefty. They're going against Francisco Liriano. David Ross is on the DL, so I would assume Contreras gets the start. But he'll probably be in the lineup. I'm going chalk with Jose Fernandez, Wilson Contreras, Matt Adams, Howie Kendrick, Anthony Rendon, who is only 2,200. I know it's Syndergaard day, but that's really
right.
Cheap. Javier Baez, Giancarlo Stanton, Ryan Braun, and Colton Wong.
Okay, and AL only, I've got Shoemaker, Yan Gomes, Edwin Encarnacion, Logan Forsyth, Josh Donaldson, Alcides Escobar, Ezekiel Carrera, Michael Saunders, and Steven Souza.
Sounds good.
Good luck.
This is last DF Live podcast until next Friday. Until Mike's back. That's it for us. We'll enjoy the week off. Heath, got any plans?
I'll be here working.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll see you then.